music's going to shit, so why don't we do a podcast? A little podcast for you. A little jacked up on some fucking Elevate. Podcasting in the fucking Toyota. God damn it. The Toyota with a brand new used tire on the back. What a fucking clusterfuck. As always, as per usual, amongst Jake Down's fucking travel and stupidity. Always learning, folks. This is how we learn. We fuck shit up and we learn. I'll get to that later. This podcast is going to recap my most recent adventure, Arizona coos deer and javelina. I don't know. I was actually supposed... This fucking podcast has been... This trip has been plagued by weather since the beginning. I was actually going to... And I knew better than to plan a fucking trip right after Christmas. You guys all think that I'm some fucking psychopath and I just want to be always hunting, which is true to a point, but it's also extremely hard for me to leave my family during, just like anybody. I mean, like, at any point in time, it's hard for me to leave the family. I've talked about this before. There's some tricks and some things, and I've gotten a little better at it. Mentally, but around Christmas, my plan was to leave the day after Christmas, and that I just knew that was going to be almost impossible for me to do. But I didn't end up being able to do that anyway because we got fucking dumped on by a blizzard at home, and I wasn't able to go. The reason I was going to go at that point is because I had a 2023 deer tag, and then I had a 2024 deer tag and a 2024 javelina tag. So I was like, well, I might as well go for the end of the last, you know, 4 or 5 days of 2023 and try to kill a buck, turn around. You know, that's the whole fucking hero thing that's in your head. Like, I'm gonna go down there, I'm gonna kill a fucking giant coos, then I'm gonna turn right around and kill a javelina and another giant coos or a mule deer. That's how I do. Jesus Christ, sometimes your brain is not as smart as you think it is. I know I'm an idiot, so take that for what you will. But yeah, I lost a few days and was just enjoying being home with the family, and I just finally said, fuck it, I'm just gonna wait until opening day of 2024. Levi, my buddy, probably one of my best and oldest friends, literally we've known each other since we were fucking kids. We were always doing stupid shit, like fishing in a fucking... I need to have him on the podcast, but this last trip, we were so fucking busy hunting, and he only had a few days to hunt. I don't take time away from that to do the podcast, but I will have him on eventually, because he's one of the best hunters I know, and he is just a good fucking dude. Known him since we were kids. We've had a lot of good adventures. All right, the sentimental bullshit out of the way. He wasn't going to be able to be there till the morning of opening day because he's a cop. And, of course, cops have to work on New Year's Eve. That's like a rule. So I just said, screw it. I ended up driving down. I drove most of the way on the 30th or 31st, whatever it was. And got up super early on the 1st and met him at the trailhead, right at first light. We kind of hunted our way in on the four-wheeler. He knew where we were going. Got in there. Looked like a couple of fucking homos. We should have been... You know, the rule is you're supposed to be carrying a tank, gas can if you're riding fucking nuts to butts on a four-wheeler or a motorcycle. We did not have the room for that. I did have a gas can, but we did not have the room. And I figured, you know, if any Mexicans saw us, they'd let us slide since we had fucking two giant packs backed on the back, a bow case... My bow strapped to the front. Ugh, God, it looked like the Clampett's coming through there. But anyway, so we get in there. It's about, I don't know, 5-6 miles in. And just dropped our shit and hiked and started hunting right away. I think that morning, I'm going to fuck this up immensely and... it's not going to be like a... I'm going to tell bits and pieces of this story that happened throughout the 4 days me and Levi hunted together that aren't in chronological order. Not that anyone gives a fuck. I do remember on our hike in, we saw some fucking turkeys. Some giant... I always want to say Rio. That's obviously, that's not right. It's the Goulds. Fucking... I'm an idiot. But so we get in and we're basically just kind of hunting along the lower part. We get up to where we can glass the ridge, the hill, or whatever you, the mountain, if you will. And we see a fair number of coos deer, but, we never did pick up any good bucks. At that point there was just mostly spikes and barely 2 points. I'm not looking for a trophy, but I have shot coos deer before, so I'm like, oh, fuck it. You know, I might hold out for at least a branch antlered buck. I don't want to try not to shoot a, I'm growing, folks, because normally I would shoot a fucking spike in a heartbeat, but, screw it. You know, it's first day. So anyway, we keep on down, heading down the road. There was a couple waters we wanted to check, but regardless, we didn't really see anything on water that made us want to hunt them. And, we continue, it's basically just a bottom with some heavy cover. And we were just working the road real slow and quiet. The crazy thing is we ended up walking right up on a fucking giant. I shouldn't use that word. A pretty goddamn big mule deer. I mean, I'm no score monger, but he was minimum in the 70s. Heavy, just a big fucking deer. And we end up... The mule deer seemed to be rutting pretty hard. I was looking for a coos deer. I didn't even know there was really much for mule deer in this area. But anyway, we roll in there. Levi's got his compound, I've got my stick bow, and we jump his does, but he doesn't know what's going on. And so we get, basically just get down on our knees, the does kind of run off, but they don't know what happened, they didn't smell us, and we're just sitting there, and all of a sudden Levi said, big buck, and I see this fucking thing through the trees, like, oh shit. And I mean, he's probably only like 60, 70 yards away from us, just in the thick cover, and he's got one doe that he's dogging, and another couple does come out of the trees, and they kind of come over, and they're standing in this little opening looking our way, but they don't know what we are, they don't know what happened, they just know that everything kind of exploded. And you know, during the rut, I mean, does are used to fucking other does exploding and running away and bucks fucking, you know what I mean? It's just a chaos time. So they couldn't smell us. So they just kind of were just looking our way, trying to figure things out. And that buck came over like he was going to come to that doe. The doe was at like 46. The buck was standing behind a tree at like 48 yards. All he had to do, Levi was knocked and ready. Knocked and ready. And... feel like I should be fucking rocking the the green mean machine knock on shit, saying stuff like that. But he's ready to go. All this buck has to do is come over to that doe and sniff her. But he's got this other doe, and she must have been the hot one because he followed her back into the brush, never gave us a shot. And then finally, the one other doe came over kind of where she could, I don't think she smelled us, but she could see us, and that was that. She blew, and they kind of ran off. They didn't go very far, but they did cross the fence. We were pretty close to the private, and they crossed over, and they weren't that spooked. We ended up seeing them later in the hunt, but they were just across the fence pretty much the whole time. So that kind of sucked, but it was like, holy crap, that was a quick, you know, fucking adrenaline rush. That was pretty sweet. So we ended up walking around this mountain. I honestly am gonna butcher, I'm gonna forget some shit. We ended up at the end of this little hill or mountain or whatever you want to call it that we were wanting to check out. We were satisfied that we had seen most of the deer on it. We had glassed it for quite a while and never saw anything, so we went to the other side and we were glassing, and Levi picked up a deer. He goes, there's a mule deer. Oh fuck, no, that's a giant coos deer. It's like, oh shit. So we get to looking at him. I mean, I don't know, he's a big fucking deer, like 100. I'm gonna butcher this because it's gonna be on my Instagram. People are gonna be, it's not a 110 inch deer. I don't know. I'm guessing he was 110, 120 inch deer. I don't know. I could be fucking wrong. Don't really give a fuck. He was 100% past 100 inches. And, but public land warriors over here. He also was across the way. He was also on the private land and didn't appear like he was gonna move from his little haunt. He had kind of a little hill that he was on and seemed to enjoy it. He might have made his way over to where we were hunting eventually with all those does, but anyway, we spent the rest of the day kind of looking. We walking, and never turned anything up we wanted to stalk. Next morning, we went up to on top of the hill that we were glassing in hopes that Levi kind of knew where these bucks had been traveling and stuff. So we got kind of set up where we could glass, and also hopefully kind of in an area where we were in kind of this little bench where hopefully if bucks were traveling, we'd catch them and maybe be able to get in front of them. And of course, in just like it always happens to me, fucking fog set in and kind of busted that morning. We did see a couple of does and a couple of young bucks. Levi had one good buck spotted, but it went over the hill and then it got fogged in and we didn't weren't able to find him. And I did forget, the night before that, I kind of, son of a bitch, I got cut off. I thought that was an important call. Anyways, I think I was talking about the night. So I talked about the morning in the fog, nothing, blah, 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 boring shit. But the night before, I've kind of forgot this part, we had been sitting up on this little knoll, pretty close to where I'm talking about, where we went up and glassed, and, we end up having some deer funnel up there, and that's kind of why we were sitting there. Levi had told me that was a good travel corridor or spot. So we were sitting up there glassing, and all of a sudden I hear Levi whisper to me, and he's pointing, and he's not moving. I could tell deer are right beside him. And I'm a little lower. And he's just frozen. So I grab my bow, sneak up, and here's a fucking doe. I don't know, 12 yards from me. And he gave me the signal of buck, that there was a buck. So I know there's two deer there, and I wait, and all of a sudden I see a deer. He's pointing at himself, like there's a deer right behind him. So I sneak up. This fucking deer is like 5 yards from him, like 8 yards from me. And I mean, I had a shot, and it was a buck, and I could have shot it. It was the first day, and it was a spiker, and I just decided against it. I don't regret it. I don't, even though I didn't end up killing a buck. Oh my God, I just spoiled it, and everybody's turning the podcast off now. You better not, because some stupid shit happened. Most people don't listen to this for the fucking success. They listen to it for my stupidity. So there's plenty of that coming. But anyway, I passed on that deer. And again, the next morning we were in the fog. And then we went around, we moved around, and we were looking for that deer that went over the hill. Finally, the fog lifted. And we were kind of looking for that deer. We did end up finding it. I have no idea how I glass this. I don't proclaim to be like some great glasser. Levi is so fucking much better at glassing than I am. Of course, he lives in Arizona. I mean, those guys live with their eyes glued to a fucking BTX, you know. I mean, they used to looking for those little gray cocksuckers. They're hard to find. But somehow, I just saw an ear flicker or something. This buck is bedded in the shade way out there up top of this hill. And it was a buck, you know, that I would go after for sure. I mean, it wasn't a bad coos deer, you know, probably a, I don't know, 60, 70 inch deer. Good deer, in my opinion. But the cocksucker stands up after we watch him for a while and just walks over the, it actually runs over the hill. You know, me and Rut don't get along. Rut is good for luck. If you are just hang out in one spot for long enough where there's lots of deer, there's a chance you might have one run by you. Other than that, they're so unpredictable and they do such crazy shit, like bedding a deer and stalking it from fucking 3/4 mile away or 1/2 mile away. That's almost fucking asinine, in my opinion. I mean, it can be done and it gets done every year. Don't fucking message me and tell me how often you do that. But we felt pretty confident that deer, we'd have to go clear around the mountain, and by the time we found him again, who knows where he'd be. So we kind of gave up on that guy. We had kind of made the decision that area was Dinksville. We saw a ton of does and a ton of tiny bucks. And I know it's fucking going to be the rut, and the big bucks, in theory, should move in. And probably did after we left. You know, we're impatient hunters. We decided to move on. But before we did that, I have been wanting a gray fox forever. And I know they're, I don't know. I've never really tried that hard. We don't have them where I live. Me and Levi did a one predator hunt a while back. We ended up killing one, but he killed it. Killed some coyotes. We just didn't have any that came in, and we only did a few days. And that's pretty much all the trying that I've done. So I can't really say I've wanted one forever, but I have kind of wanted one. So we were kind of in the rocks, and we decided let's do a little calling. So Levi sets up. I go down about, I was probably like 30, 40 yards from him. And he starts calling. About immediately, I hear him whisper from 40 yards, 30 yards. And I turn around, and he's pointing. So I'm looking for this deer, or not deer, this fox. I'm looking. I turn to look back at him, and there's two fox, like, on the rock that he's sitting under, looking for him. And he told me these fuckers were aggressive. He's like, man, if you get them to come, sometimes they'll fucking be right on you. Like, that's perfect. So the only thing I fucked up is I should have sat right with him. And hang on, I'm gonna check my maps here. Oh yeah, I got 30 miles. these fox just are running all over him. Well, unbeknownst to me, he had seen another fox that walked right, basically right behind me at this juncture. It's like 20 yards behind me, but I didn't see it. I see these other ones. Well, one of them gets down away from him and ended up being about 35 yards, but I was like, they're kind of acting like the jig is up, like, we're going to leave. So I send one into the fucking rocks, and it was like 35 yards. I didn't miss by much, but it didn't spook them. They just kind of ran over and got on the rock. So they're like 8 yards away from Levi. And I'm just like, fuck it, man. I can't hit him from here. I just told him, I was like, shoot that son of a bitch. So he raises up, and one of them sees him and runs off. The other one hesitates, and he fucking hammers that thing with his bow. It falls off the rock, and it starts making fox sounds. You know, I was waiting for the other one to come back, but it never did. And so that was pretty cool. He got a fox, pretty fox. I was pretty jealous, not gonna lie. But that was pretty sweet. And then we went back, we packed up camp, and we were gonna go to the unit where I had my, because this, where we were hunting, actually is not where I had my javelina tag. We had planned on hunting a different unit, but Levi had hunted this before and thought it was a better option for deer. And we were gonna hunt that for deer, and then I was gonna go hunt javelina after we, you know, killed 7 fucking deer. I mean, well, I had 2 tags, he had 1. So we were gonna kill 3 deer, you know, in one day. Like, this is not him thinking, this is me glorifying myself. Absolutely not gonna happen. But anyway, so we were gonna go to another unit. We packed up our shit, and we decided we were gonna hunt our way out, just hunt the road out, which is crazy, but his buddy had just shot a deer kind of in that area doing that, just kind of still hunting the road. So he was gonna just watch he was just gonna kind of hunt around this area and let me take off towards the pickup and just kind of hunt my way out. So I still hunted, just kind of walking through there. I didn't see much, but I ended up walking right up on a buck, and a buck I would shoot probably like 30 yards, but all I could see was his rack coming through the brush, and I couldn't see any of his body to shoot. I tried grunting, thinking maybe he'd, because I could see him kind of walking off. I mean, I think he knew something was up, but he wasn't overly spooky. So I thought maybe if I grunted, he'd think it was another buck and come back. So I did that, and once I grunted, I didn't hear him, didn't see him come back, so I thought, fuck it. He thinks there's another deer over here. I'm just going to be loud and walk towards him, see if I can get an open shot. I never did see him again, but, I mean, it was pretty close. I probably, if there would have been any openings in there where he would have walked by, I could have definitely got a shot. That was close. And then I got almost to evening when I thought, you know, Levi was probably going to be about right behind me on the four-wheeler picking me up. And I'm walking along, and I just look over in this fucking tree, and I see something moving around in it. I'm like, what the fuck? And here, well, I look like 3 or 4 Coup de Monday up in this tree. And if that's not how you pronounce it, I'm sorry. I'm not from Arizona or Mexico. I apologize. In my opinion, now, if I was Snyder, I would be telling you guys that I'm the first traditional bow hunter to ever take one of these rare animals. The first one ever. You remember that shit with the fucking Wolverine? Oh, Jesus Christ. I know that's rare, and this is rare too, but it is a rare. Coup de Monday is rare. I think Levi's only seen a couple of them in his life. Now you do get the guys. I did have one guy, and of course, I'm not ragging on the guy if he's listening. But you always get the one fucking guy that's like, yeah, I've killed like seven of them with my stick bow. If you didn't hear me sniffing, that's me. That's the, like, that's what I imagine these people are like. Yeah, done it, seen it, killed 70, done it. That's no big deal, no big deal. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I know when they comment they're not doing that, but that's, I don't know. But in my mind, the amount, I've only seen one other group of Cucamonga in my life, and that was in Mexico. Now, I don't live in Arizona. They may not be quite as rare as I think, but I think they're fairly rare. So anyway, I'm like, holy shit. So they're up a tree. And these, if you don't know what a Cucamonga is, you have to go fucking look them up. They're like a, they look like a mix between a monkey and a fucking raccoon. They're, I don't know, they're the craziest looking animals. And I know Levi once, like he, the, when we went in, he was like, man, I really want a Cucamonga. I want to mount this. He was talking about it. He's like, God, I want to kill it. He's like, there's supposedly some in here. Well, anyway, so they're up a tree. And they look like a raccoon. And they're, I'm like, all right. They're pretty far up in the tree. So I start sneaking over to the tree. Well, one of them sees me and starts kind of getting nervous. I can tell they're getting nervous. So in my fucking redneck brain, I think, well, if I run, I'm only probably like 40, 50 yards from the tree. If I run at the tree, they're not going to come out of it. They're going to stay up there like a raccoon or, you know, like a cat. I was wrong. They come bailing out of that fucking tree like that son of a bitch was on fire. And I was hauling ass. I got to the base of the tree as they fucking come out of it, hit the ground, and they're running up the hill in just the thickest, thorniest, nastiest brush. Of course, it didn't bother them, but I'm running through this brush. I only got about 15 yards, and apparently either one of them was in another tree, thought he was hidden, or where I did run one up a tree. I don't know. Maybe I'm not supposed to be saying this because it's harassment of animals. I don't know. If it is, I apologize. I didn't, you know. You can use dogs to tree lions. Why can't you use your body to fucking tree a Cucamonga? I don't know. But this one is right in front of me, probably like 15 yards up a tree. It's coming down. It doesn't think I can see him. It's like glued to the tree. And I draw back and fucking center punch this son of a bitch. It comes out of that tree and hits the ground running. And of course, my fucking arrow is gone. But I hit him pretty good. He didn't go very... I think it was a female. I mean, it was a little bit smaller one. I didn't give a shit. Like, as long as it wasn't a baby, I was cool. So that was pretty neat to find that. And Levi was pretty pissed. Not pissed. He was happy for me, but he was jealous. As I was when he shot his fox. So we had a gray fox and a Cucamonga. So it was pretty good. It was only day two. So we got out of there at dark, drove to the new area in the dark, fucking parked my truck, loaded my backpack and shit in his pickup, and drove it up this nasty, gnarly fucking road. Some of the roads he takes his pickup on, I barely want to take my fucking four-wheeler, but got up there kind of late, set up camp. He slept in the bed of his truck. He's got a topper. I set up my little pup tent, you know, my little Argali two-person. I love that fucking tent. It is my favorite. I was a little jealous of Levi's. I'm not going to lie. He had the four-person. Man, God. That thing is... The only reason I don't own it yet is because I'm waiting for the six-man to come out, which I want one with just a little more headroom. It looks like it actually just came out today. So I texted Brad and said, hey, I want to buy one of those immediately. But anyway, so I set up my little tent, and the next morning we got up. We went up to this glassing knob in the dark and start looking. We end up glassing up a couple of bucks, and at this point we're in the unit where I can hunt coos, or I can hunt javelina. We didn't see any javelina, but we did glass up a few bucks. Nothing that Levi wanted to chase. He's a trophy hunter. No, he killed some big animals for sure, but he's got all year, you know. So we glass up some deer that I definitely will go after. We end up we kind of let them do their thing, and they kind of went over the hill, so we couldn't really bed them down. It's like, fuck it, let's go check these waters. We went and checked a couple waters. There ended up being a fucking blind on one of them, which kind of sucked, because we thought, you know, where it was, you kind of had to walk to it. Whoever did it wasn't overly experienced. They didn't brush it in at all. It was brand new. You could smell it, which doesn't matter. I mean, shit will get used to it. It just was, you know, set up, barely tied down. I don't know. If the wind blows through there at all, it's going to be gone. But so I kind of like, fuck the water. So we went, hiked up to the top of this mountain and got up there, ended up finding another spike that I could have probably killed. He was just right below us, like 100 yards. I probably could have snuck in on him. Got to that saddle where those bucks went over. Ended up finding, I don't know if it was the same bucks or different bucks, but ranch antler deer chasing does. So I went off on a stalk, got down there, and the wind was blowing really fucking hard all day. Hard. And, which I like. Just because it makes it more consistent. Well, you would think. But when I got down to in the bottom where these deer were on this little fucking plateau, it was not blowing consistent. Fucking at my back, at my side. Anyway, I end up bumping these deer out of there, and I never even saw them. So, typical fucking hunter story. Wind fucked me. It wasn't me. I did everything right, but the wind got me good. So, anywho, let me think about this. I'm sure I'm missing a lot of stuff. I'm just kind of glassing over or going over like the highlights. That night, that's right. So that night we get back, didn't have any luck the rest of the day. Got back to camp. And that night, holy shit, we had a fucking storm come in. Like Levi said, it was literally rocking his pickup like the wind was just fucking howling. I woke up, it was raining sideways. And I was a little nervous because some of my stakes didn't go in very well because of the rocky ground. I was a little bit nervous, and I have not really had, as much as I've used that tent, which I've used it quite a bit, I really haven't had it in anything crazy wind-wise, but this, and I wasn't protected from Levi's truck at all. Where the wind was coming from, his pickup was like, we didn't have it parked where it was blocking it. That fucking wind was whipping that tent, but it held, it did not, and it had it given on one of the corners. I'd have gotten really wet because it was pouring rain, but it survived. I survived. It wouldn't have mattered. It's not like I was in a life or death fucking situation. I could have got in the pickup, you know. It wasn't that big a deal, but I was impressed with how well it held up. For as light as those are, you know, being a center pole setup, I brought the half insert for it because I had my stove. I'll tell you right now, if you want to run a stove, I would minimum get the four person. It's too tight. Like, you got to be on your shit. You got to be on your fucking game not to let shit touch that fucking stove in that little tiny tent. And I've always thought that. If I was ever going to run, like before when I was running the Rhino brand, which I fucking hated their stoves, even when I liked the company, I always used it in their bigger tarps. It just doesn't, you know, if you're gonna carry a stove, you might as well carry something you can kind of get around in, pack wood in, you know, that kind of shit. It's So that's what I would recommend. But I had the half insert in because of that. Well, I didn't need the fucking stove. I just brought it because whatever. It looked like it was going to be cold. I wanted to try it out. I wanted to gear test. Ended up not using it. But the half insert, I liked the full insert. I like that a little better. It doesn't weigh that much more. It just gives you, feels like more room. I don't know. Maybe not, but I like it. I like it better. But anyway, I still, that's still my favorite tent of all time. Like, and I'm not just saying that because I'm friends with Brad. There's some shit that actually all their stuff, honestly, I was using their game bags before. I've never had anything of theirs that I didn't think was fucking top notch. But regardless, I digress. Had that storm. We got up in the morning and let me think about this. How did we do that? I think we decided that area, we were kind of nomads on this trip. We kind of, maybe to our detriment, because sometimes when you think, oh, the grass is greener on the other side, you waste time. We didn't waste any hunting time traveling because we did it all in the dark, but you waste, you know, so there was another area, well, actually, Levi needed to leave the next day because he was just off on his normal. It wasn't like he had time off. He was just off. He had to go back to work. So, he was needing to leave like the next day or evening or whatever. And he's got a family, you know, he's got a kid on the way and, you know, he's got things to do. So the next day we decided, let's say, fuck it. Let's go kill a javelina. Cause he had a javelina tag too. So we got up in the dark, took our shit down, drove to a new area in the dark. And we're there at first light and ended up all over the place. We ended up finding some javelina and we made a stalk on them. We found them quite a ways away. Saw them coming out of this draw, ran over there, kind of got on them. The wind was blowing, but it wasn't real great wind. It was kind of a crosswind. We had to belly crawl into this fucking draw. Levi's like, I've never crawled for fucking pigs. Like, this is stupid. Like, I know most Arizona guys kind of look at them. They call them stink pigs. They do stink. But, you know, I mean, it's not like a coveted animal. You know, if they run into them while they're hunting, they're coveted coos deer or whatever, or mule deer, they'll shoot them. And I know plenty of guys hunt them. I'm not downgrading the animal. I love them. They're, if you're somebody, fuck you, don't go hunt them, because I don't want to lose my opportunity. Yeah, as far as bow hunting goes, they're one of the most fun animals to hunt, I think. Anyway, we crawled in on them. They end up coming out of the draw. We were behind this tree and had one of them walk right up to the tree we were in. They don't see real well. They do smell great, and I think they hear pretty good, but they don't see real well. We were behind the tree. The one got under the tree, and it's fucking thick branches. I have just a tiny little hole to shoot through. I draw back. It's like fucking 8 yards. Well, I don't know if, I don't want to call hit a branch, but I thought I smoked this thing. But I could tell it was a little low because I had to really lean down, like almost parallel with the ground to get it through there. But fuck, 8 yards. I mean, should smoke this cocksucker. I might have held just a little bit lower to compensate for all the branches. No excuses. No give a fucks. I thought I hammered it. I missed. I saw that arrow go right what I thought was in the pocket, but it just went under it. Because it was clean. Well, all hell breaks loose. If you ever hunted pigs, you realize, you know what I'm talking about. Like, one of them starts running, they all start going all over the place. Levi started calling on the call. Well, I thought I had hit this one, so they come out, and long shot. He had like a pretty long shot, and just went under it. fuck, I couldn't hit him. You know, 50 yards on a little fucking pig in the wind, that's a pretty tough shot. And he almost fucking smoked that cocksucker. But they all kind of wandered up. They still had no clue what was going on. The wind was blowing. Well, we kind of followed that group, and Levi's like, that there was more javelina in that group than what came out of that, that ran off. It's like, you're right. So he went, he goes, I'm going to go out and get up on this hill and look for those that ran off. And I had to go back and get my pack or something. So I was like, I'm going to go check that draw and make sure. Well, fuck, he was right. I get back there and here's three pigs coming out of the draw. I was like, oh shit. So I get, try to get in front of them. The wind's still crossways and they're kind of quartering to me. They're going to catch my wind pretty fucking soon. So what I did is I just got low on the where they couldn't see me. Got the topography. And I just basically took off sprinting. And I figured if I got around the hill they were on, I could maybe get in front of them. And luckily, you know, luckily I've been working out. Okay? I'm fit for the hunt. I'm fucking jammed. I'm not jacked, by the way. I'm fucking still fat. but anyway, I got around them and actually got in front of them a little too far. So I'm going up the hill and I see movement out of the out of my right eye. And here they come. They're coming down the hill. Now there's only two of them. And I get... so I start working my way back through the fucking cacti. Sorry, I'm driving, and there's all this fucking road construction. It's pissing me off. So anyway, I kind of shadow them. Well, they start coming left to right, and they're going to come right in front of me. So I just kneel down. They walk in front of this bush. I pick the big one and fucking shoot. Decent shot. I hit, you know, it was quarter and two, and I hit, oh, little behind the shoulder, and it exited out the guts. Well, it was fucked up. You know, they wasn't going anywhere. Kind of rent down the hill and started fucking staggering around. So I snuck up again and put another arrow through her. Fell over, and that was that. She didn't. The other one took off running. So that was pretty cool. And Levi calls me. He's like, hey, man, I didn't find them other pigs. We're like, well, it's all right. I fucking shot one. So that was pretty neat. I ended up just throwing her, wasn't a giant, it was a female, throwing her in my pack, here's a little tidbit for you. If you're going to go hunt them fuckers, actually, this is a good tidbit, no matter where you go hunt, always have a garbage bag, a contractor bag with you. So I just put her in that, the stinky bitch, and threw her in my pack and hauled her out, and, Levi needed to get on the road, so I let him fucking roll, and I butchered that little bitch, threw it in the cooler, and yet again was going to go to yet another area. It was going to be warm for the next few days, and I was going to be solo because he had to go back to work. So I go, all right, I'm going to go sit water. And so he gave me, we talked about it. He's like, go check this water out. He goes, I've seen a lot of deer in this area, but I've never sat this water. You actually might end up having to pack in there because I don't know how close you can get to it. He says, I doubt anybody's going to be in there with hunting it because it's a decent pack in there. All right. So I drive fucking like 3 hours, this shit bag fucking road up a mountain, you know, a typical Arizona road, just a garbage fucking road. Drive it up there in the dark, get in there. Drive another like 5 fucking miles on my four-wheeler, all loaded down with my pack, a blind, my bow. Have no clue, never been in this area in my life, just going off of his pins. Get in there, and I was going to, there was 2 other waters that I could actually drive to. I checked those, they were actual water holes, and I saw some tracks around there, but I really wanted to get to the one that was like a cattle tank, because that's, you know, I wanted a close shot, and, anyway, I ended up not being able to drive to that other one. It's like a mile and a quarter to drive from where I ended up being at. I had to stop. There was a wash that was washed out. So I basically just camped right there. And then I was like, and it's pretty late. Not late, like 8, 9 o'clock at night at this point. Like, screw it. I was going to set up the blind that night before, but I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to get up early and put this pack on this blind on my fucking pack and just hike in there and just hope that this cocksucker has water in it and that there's tracks around it. I'm just putting all my fucking eggs in this basket. So that's what I did. I got up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, fucking packed this stupid fucking blind in there. The water hole looked pretty good. It had water. There was a few trails coming in there. They were all real packed, hard rock, dirt. I could definitely see some tracks, but it wasn't like, oh man, this is beat up like a motherfucker, you know, like this is going to work. So this is where I fucked up. There's only one way. They had this kind of fenced off, this area fenced off and they had kind of just one way to get in and out of it. Which I like because the deer got to walk right by you, but also I kind of screwed up knowing I didn't know how jumpy these deer would be, you know, like first set of coos deer we saw weren't overly jumpy to new shit. Fuck, they were walking by the pickup, you know, so it's kind of like, what are they used to? What are they not? But I was like, if I brush this thing in, it'll be fine. So I set up with the wind kind of good but I was kind of almost between the tank and the entrance, which was my first fucking mistake. So anyway, I get in there, it brushed it in good. It was beautiful. It was fucking beautiful. Deer are going to walk by me pretty close. It's going to be money. And it would have been had I set this blind up 2 weeks in advance, let them walk by it a few times. It would have been fucking amazing. Sat all day, never saw anything except for one buck in the afternoon. Pretty decent buck. I just saw him kind of running up the little hill off to the side. I don't know if he was running for me, I honestly think he was. I think he came down, he was gonna water, and then check my fucking, oh, I'm 4 miles away from my turnoff. I better watch this. I don't know if this GPS will actually tell me while I'm doing a podcast. We're gonna find out, folks, in 4 miles. So anyway, I'm like, well, maybe he got scared because the blind was between. I know animals don't like to walk, to be feel like they're trapped. You know, they like to be able to see. They get nervous around water because that's where fucking other predators attack them. Like, all right. So I move my blind that night in the dark over to this corner behind the water, which is where I should have put it to begin with. But it was, the shot was going to be close, but quartering too. And I didn't really like that much, but this was the best option. So I set it up, went back to camp, had me a little fucking dinner, and then, the next morning got up, hiked back in there, got in the blind, and sat around like 11. I see some does coming. I'm like, all right, here we go. And I mean, I had this thing brushed in. The back corner was already kind of brushy, so, and trees and stuff. I mean, it looked good. Like, I thought it did pretty good. You know, I'm fucking full of thorns from doing it. It's all the tree, all the shrubs and shit that I shoved around it had thorns in it. I don't know. Those does got to that little gate entrance, and they saw that blind. And again, like it was on fucking fire, turned tail and ran. God damn it. This is 11 o'clock in the morning. And I've only got one more day of potential. Like, it's supposed to start raining like the next afternoon. And it's the last warm day. It's day 6 of the hunt. And now that it's going to rain, I was going to stay a little longer, but now it's going to rain. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to stay through tomorrow and hunt this water out. If it doesn't work, I'm going to head out. It's supposed to be cold and rainy for the next few days. and I don't have a spotter with me to guide me in on. I mean, I'm just making excuses. I'm just like, ah, fuck it. A week's good enough. So anyway, I get the bright idea. I'm like, they're fucking, this blind is not going to work. So I take the blind down. I just pop it down real quick. I take the brush over, and this time I get in the very back corner where when they come through that entrance, they cannot see me. I swear I should have set the blind up to begin with. The wind's in my favor now, and the back side of that fence line is just lined with garbage already. Pretty thick in there. So then I just build me a little brush blind. They're going to walk in through the gate before they can even see it. So I'm like, all right, this is good. This is money. I'm not in a fucking... Oh, didn't tell me when to turn. Because I need to turn right now. Right now! So anyway, I'm sitting there. About, I don't know, 1:30. This is the weirdest thing. I've never actually had this happen to me. I've never done this. I'm going to say I manifested a buck. And I'm not even shitting you. It was the weirdest thing. I'm sitting there and I literally in my head, I'm like, what if a buck comes from my right down this fence line? And I'm like imagining it coming. And I look over and I'm imagining this thing coming. Maybe I heard something. Maybe I saw something. I have no idea. But out of the brush, all of a sudden I see a buck coming. And it's probably like 50 yards away. And the only thing, if I would have just twisted my body right away, if I would have just, but your initial thought is to sit still. This fucker's coming to you. I would have had to move my legs that instant, and it would have been 50-50 on whether he would have caught me. Probably wouldn't have. But again, I've got this brushy back fence, you know, and but I've got the wind in my face kind of cutting back behind me. So if I would have been thinking clearly, I would have just moved because he's not going to walk through my wind and fucking walk around and go through the gate and come in this water hole. Like, my opportunity was to twist my body, and that's where I fucked up. I did not. So I'm basically facing him. I've got my bow right there. I've got it in my hand. I got my bow in my hand, but I didn't get my body turned. And he walks to, I don't know, 10 yards. I got a clear shot at it through the little wire fence and through the brush. I could have killed him. His head's kind of just, I mean, he knows something's up though. Like, if I would have been turned, I would have had to snap shoot him, draw back, and which is no big deal. It's a done deal. My body was completely turned the wrong way. I couldn't do anything. And I knew my best option was to just sit still and hope that he started walking back the way he came, but he wasn't, like, he was stomping a little bit, but he wasn't snorting, he wasn't running, he just knew something wasn't right, and he didn't get my wind. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to sit here and let things happen, and maybe he'll walk around the other side, because he's thirsty. Maybe he's the same buck from yesterday, he's thirsty, he wants a drink, and maybe he'll come around and come through the gate. But he didn't. And you might say, well, why did you do what you did next? I'll tell you why. I don't know. I decided to pack the blind out. It was supposed to rain again, like I said. The next day it was supposed to start raining, like in the afternoon. And I was like, I'm going to try this other water hole. It's a little closer to camp. Because I think I can brush the blind. The only reason I didn't set it up the first time, there was more tracks on it, but it was one that had receded down, and it was to the brush, to the edge of the water, was like 23-24 yards. So the farthest shot on the other side of the water was 40 yards, which I don't like, and on the sides was like 30-35. A little far for the stick bow. Would have been perfect with the compound, but I thought, hey, I can get this thing up in the brush and brush it in, and these deer aren't walking into it, like, it's gonna look more natural. So that was what my theory was. And I hadn't seen a ton of deer. I only saw those two does and maybe one or two bucks, which is a lot. I mean, that's not, don't scoff at that. It was only 2 days. But plus I was like, I'm gonna drive out of here in the rain tomorrow. I might as well be closer to camp. So I packed it back out, set it up, brushed it all in, went back to camp. I tore down. So I went back, stayed in camp, tore down the tent and everything, put everything away in the morning. So it was just ready to rock and roll once I got out. Because I knew I was just going to sit till it started raining and then go. Not really any point in sitting in water when it's fucking raining, in my opinion. Not saying deer won't hit it, but, you know, whatever. But it wasn't great. It was pretty cold. The wind was fucking howling. And I know animals don't like to go places that make them nervous, like water holes when it's fucking windy. They get nervous. They can't hear. They can't see as well. But anyway, that was it. I didn't have anything come in. I didn't see anything. It started raining about 3 o'clock that afternoon. Packed up the blind, hauled it out, and drove out in a fucking pissing rain. Got soaking wet because I thought, oh, I don't need my pants. I don't need my rain pants. I just throw my raincoat, and just got soaking fucking wet. I stunk to high heaven anyway. I needed a bath regardless. So I drove out in the rain and then drove the long, like, hour and a half in the truck. It started snowing once I got in the truck. Got out of there. made my way into New Mexico. I wasn't going to go very far. I was just going to stay in a hotel. The roads weren't great, but it wasn't terrible. It was just kind of snowing, spitting. Stayed in a hotel. I was like, all right, I'm going to get up, crack of dawn tomorrow, and bust ass all the way home. So I get up the next morning, and I fucking take off. And on the radio, it's decent. The roads are decent. But on the radio, I'm hearing, like, Santa Fe, this is closed. I'm like, ah, fuck. So I get to Santa Fe, and it is snowing pretty bad, but I keep trudging ahead. I want to get home, see the kids. Holy shit. I got into, and on my GPS, it has told me, like, blizzard warnings may affect your travel. I'm like, all right, fuck. They were right. I hit some fucking nasty, nasty blizzard. Driving real slow. Couldn't see shit. I ended up getting almost a Raton, I don't know how you say it. Which is pretty close to the Colorado border. And it was, I saw a cop on the other side of the interstate blocking that section off. Like, they were closing that fucker down. I just got through on our side before I'm sure they were closing the other side down. Like, I was in the midst of the fucking gnarliness. So I reluctantly stopped in Raytown, and it's like midday. It's like 11. I was like, but I mean, it is fucking talking to me, but I can't really hear it. It is blowing. I can barely see. Businesses are closing down. I'm like, I better get a fucking hotel room before they're all snatched up. So I snatch there's a sheriff. Glad I saw him on this round instead of, oh my God, back and forth. I stayed the night. I'm kind of glad I did. This morning I get up and 3:30 in the morning, gather my shit and head for... Have I said and enough? I'm sorry. Head for home. Like, all right. It's only like 8 hours. I got this. I'm going to be home midday. I'm going to clean up my truck that looks like... Looks and smells like a fucking junkyard. Not shitting you. Like, I got shit. I'm usually... Like, I am such a fucking clean freak. Except for when I travel and hunt. I got shit everywhere in my pickup. Because I just throw stuff in. I just throw it fucking from one end to the other. It's a goddamn mess. And I stunk before I got a shower in the hotel. So I wonder if you guys can hear them talking on the podcast. High quality. Anyway, get up, head out. I'm not kidding you. If I get fuck just to the edge of town and boom. Oh my God, you gotta be shitting me. Fucking blew a fucking tire. 4:30 in the morning. Like, oh my God. Oh, why me, you know? Of course, it could have been worse. I could have done it in the middle of nowhere because lo and behold to me, this is how stupid I am. I've never actually changed this tire out. I know it has a spare. Never needed it. I know where the jack is. I know it has everything. But I did not realize, and somebody's going to message me and explain why this is the way that it is, and I'm going to go, oh, okay. But I don't know if that's even, I don't think so, because, so I get everything out. I have to, like, lift my fucking rear seat up with 10 gallons of bullshit on top of it, because I don't want to put it outside the truck. It's 5 fucking degrees outside. I thought I was in the fucking desert. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, I get the jack and all the bullshit yanked out of there, which is a huge pain in the fucking ass. If you own a Toyota Tundra, you know what I mean. And if you own a Toyota fucking Tundra, check this. This is something you need to check. If you own, maybe if you own any vehicle, but what the fuck? So I get it all out. I get the jack out. I'm ready to fucking do it. Get it jacked up. I go to put my tire iron on. That came with the truck, mind you. Doesn't fit my lugs. What do they call them? Those four bangers. It's just a single one. Made for a fucking, for this truck. It's fucking in this fucking truck. Like, I don't know if somebody else changed it. Because this is a used pickup. I don't know what the fuck happened. Does not fit the lugs. Like, well, that's fantastic. So, I'm like, all right. Now what the fuck do I do? Because I don't have any of my other tools. This is not my work truck. So, I call some places. I get online and find a fuck. At this point, I'll pay anybody. Like, I'll suck a goddamn dick at this point. Just give me a fucking tire and let me go fucking home. But I get online. I, like, fill out this fucking thing. It's, like, $200. And they're going to... Don't do this, folks. It's not going to work. Call all the tire shops yourself. Because that's all they're going to do. And then... When they can't get a hold of anybody, they're going to say, oh, I'm sorry. Thanks for the $200. And that's not... They said I'm getting refunded, but we'll see. I finally get a hold of a tire shop at... The one that doesn't say 24 hours. The one that says 24 hours, I've called them, left messages, called them like 5 fucking times. They ain't answering. They still haven't called me back. It's fucking 11:15. Thank God I called this other deal. Got their voicemail. It says they open at 8 o'clock in the morning. Got their voicemail. And, listened to their voicemail. I was going to leave them a message, and it says something about, if this is a roadside emergency, call blah, 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 blah. Like, oh, fuck. So I write it down. I've already been in the truck for like 3 hours now. It's like almost 7 o'clock. Well, 2.5, I guess. Let's be honest here, all right? So I call, the guy answers right away, nice guy, and I tell him what's up. He's like, hey, no big deal. He goes, I'm out of town, but my guys will be at the shop, but they won't be there for an hour. I'll call and let them know. You're going to call them at 8. I said, that's fine. I said, as long as I know someone's coming, I've already sat here for 2.5 hours. I am good. Thank you, sir. I was so fucking excited. And I'm like a damsel in distress. You know, I'm the fucking moron that doesn't have a goddamn tire iron. Like, can you come change my tire for me? Like, what in the fuck? This is why being prepared, I am going to go home and I'm going to have a full on fuck. I'm going to be able to, like, I'm going to have a goddamn Milwaukee impact wrench with the right fucking socket on it. Extra batteries, a wrench just in case that fucking dies. I'm going to have everything and doubles. And I should have done this to begin with. Fucking maybe a spare that's not underneath the truck. So, because you know how fucking, I know all this stuff. I know this stuff. Thank God this did not happen to me way back in there. Because I have no fucking idea what I would have done. Be prepared, folks. Lesson learned. Is this another cop? No, it's not. So anyway, I love when your GPS takes you in the middle of fucking nowhere down like these back shitty roads. So anyway, I call this whatever place at 8 o'clock, tell him where I'm at. He's like, no big deal. I'm sending Dave out right now. And if you've ever been basically anywhere, if you live in New Mexico, and I'm offending you, I'm sorry. But in my opinion, New Mexico is a rough fucking, like every town is kind of rough. Like one of your towns is called Truth or Consequences. Like if that isn't a fucking terrifying, in Las Vegas, I mean, you might as well fucking, I don't know. It's terrifying to a country boy like myself. So it's not a good place to break down. I don't want to be there. I'm barely off the fucking road. Semis are blazing by me at 90 miles an hour, moving, you know, my truck's moving. So I sit there till 8, call, guy answers, super nice. Get him, he's sending Dave. Takes him a little bit to get there. Comes over, and it's funny. He's like, so my truck is parked at the, I barely made it to a exit. Now, I just made it to just past where you exit and just past the overpass, you know, because exits go up to an overpass, and I went just under the overpass. And then the exit has another on-ramp that gets back on the interstate. The guy asked me, he's like, are you past the exit? I said, yes, I am past the exit. I am just past the overpass. Okay? In my head, I'm not like, the on-ramp is not the exit. Well, apparently the guy that came, I know he's not a listener. I'm not going to offend him. Fucking thankful for him. I'm not dogging on him at all. Thank God for you. Thank God for you, Dave. But he was kind of pissed. He's like, this is not past the exit. And I'm like, in my world, this is not past the exit. Up there past that exit is, I said, oh, I'm sorry. I guess, you know, I was like, kind of taken back. I was like, Jesus, okay. But I, like, thank God this guy didn't ask for a BJ. Like, holy fuck, just put the fucking tire on and I will fucking fellatio. Like, I'm sorry to get graphic. That's not true. I would never do that. I'm not a homosexual. But I just want to get the fuck out of here. It is, like, almost 9 at this point. So he pops the tire off, takes it back. The guy's like, oh, I only have a used one. I said, I don't give a shit. Fucking whatever. I'll take whatever. Just want to get home. Takes the tire back, comes back, throws it on. And here's where I'm at with, so he gets it all put on. He lug wrenches it on. He actually had a compressor on his truck with a impact wrench. So he drops the thing. He's like, hey, just a second. I want to get my four-way and make sure everything's tight and everything. So he goes, grabs his, you know, normal tire wrench, goes over there. It doesn't fit. Doesn't fit. The lug, the cap will not allow it. You have to have a socket that's fucking thin and will go in there. Now, I think you can take the cap off, but the way I look at it, I'm pretty sure you have to have fucking an Allen wrench to do it. Now, it may just pop off there, and I'm sure someone's going to message me and be like, you're a fucking idiot. But hey, Dave is a professional, all right? He only had 17 rips in his pants. He is a fucking professional tire man. And he, when he did that, when he put it, and I was like, isn't that the stupidest fucking thing you've ever seen? Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, you should be fine. So hopefully my tire does not fall off. But at this point, I am headed north. I'm excited. Thank the Lord. I am going to get home before my kids go to bed, God willing. As of right now, the roads seem pretty decent. Yeah, and this podcast is winding down. I've only got 3 minutes to close it out before it shuts me down. Arizona, I'm going to count it as a big win. You know, not every hunt is a success in the terms of killing animals. And I did. I killed, you know, I didn't fill my deer tag. But, hey, there's still August, potentially, and December of next, of this. So I'm not out of the game just yet, folks. We'll be back, if you will. Maybe, if I have time. All right. If you haven't, if you're listening to this, and it is before about the, I don't know, 20th, 23rd, 20th-ish? 20, probably, 20th. Better get in that giveaway for the Bob Lee Bow. If you're listening to this after that, it's probably already given to somebody that's fucking on the ball. All right, I better get back to whatever I'm doing here. I love you guys. Thanks for listening, and get your asses back to work, you fucking douchebags.